Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I got up earlier than usual this morning. I made my coffee, and then I decided I'd take Apollo down the street before the sun was up. The birds were at it again, and a few drops of rain came about down. But we took our time, and as he sniffed about, I enjoyed my first cup of the day. Peaceful, quiet, lovely. And now, today, Matthew 5:14-16. Here Jesus is teaching his disciples and preparing them for their part in his young ministry. The message is for us today as well. I will read to you the NIV version and then the same verses from the message. Jesus says to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." From the message, here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. I drive down the road, the same road, at least three times a week, maybe more, twice to the gym and at least once to church. Last fall, I think it was, I began to notice a stretch of wood fencing bordering a subdivision. It's plain but neat and painted. But someone decided to decorate the fence by putting a small collection of items at the very top. Stuffed animals, blow-up items, seasonal decorations. The first thing I remember was a fairly large blow-up dragon around Halloween. But as the seasonal events change and time pass, the collection has become more and more involved. Now, in this month of July, there is a container with flowers next to a blue beach ball, then a blow-up dog sitting in a child's blue circle float next to one of those scarecrow persons. You know, you see them at Michael's and Joanne's in the fall. But this one is dressed as a gardener with a visor and a spade sitting in a pink float shaped like a flamingo. I have come to look forward to whatever the owner of the property will creatively put up at the top of the fence for passers-by to view and smile or laugh. It is wonderful. I suppose someone in the residence was bored or more likely simply thought about the idea. Should I do this or not? And then at some point decided, why not? It'll be fun and maybe someone will get a laugh. And then started putting stuffed animals, etc., peeping over the top of the fence to add a bit of cheer for us all. I love it. What a lovely, lovely thing to do. It is a little blessing from God to cheer everyone that passes that way. This display reminds me that the little things count. The little things can be a light that ends up shining on one or many. It is often the little things we might do that bring joy and a little touch of heaven to others. I've talked about this before, but this display has renewed my personal awareness. I get so wrapped up in life's day-to-day that I fall short on thoughtfulness. For example, I want to put a thank you note in the mailbox of the fence decoration person, but I haven't done it yet. I need to send supportive cards to some folks who I know are struggling with health issues. I need to follow up on an invitation to have coffee with an old friend, but I haven't done these things yet. And the list goes on and on. I need to get myself out of myself and listen to the urgings of the Holy Spirit. You know, those moments when you notice something maybe once or twice or even many times, and the thought of some action comes to mind. I refer to those situations you keep getting reminded of as if it was an invitation to act. It is an action that comes from the loving heart of our Lord. I'm not talking about actions that are on the list of good deeds, although good deeds are good. For instance, today I have to say something kind to 5 people or bake cookies for a neighbor or, you know. Those are all good things, but the Lord may have something else in mind as well, or even instead of. He has a plan for His love to shine through you to someone or some situation you haven't even thought about. A surprise for you and a gift of light to someone else. Whoever the creative soul responsible for the fence decorations is, he or she, is a perfect example of how the Lord can use us to make someone's day a little bit better, a little bit happier, a little bit more loved. It is the Lord working through you whether you realize it or not. And you never know when your kindness or other action will begin or reinforce a person's journey to know the Lord or know Him better. It is our willingness to be open to His will, to be His disciple, His light on the hill, that can make the difference for those He brings into our lives. God's little gifts. How He uses us to bring joy and a smile to others. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, please use the light of Your love in each of us today. Open our minds and hearts to Your plan. Through Your Spirit, urge us to pay attention. Help us to listen and not miss an opportunity to shine Your light on those in need of a laugh, a smile, a little joy, comfort. In Your precious and loving name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.